Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. We're coming from Acts chapter 25 and 26 from the New King James Version of the Word of God, and I hope that this is just an adjunct to your day, that you have found your way into a place of worship, amen, a full gospel church where you have heard the word of God and worship the God of your salvation, because God is worthy of all the glory and all of the praise, all the accolades that we can give to him. He is surely worthy of them all, because he is always, always, always behind the scenes working things out for each and every one of us. He loves us with an everlasting love. No matter what the objections of the enemy are, the Lord still loves us, and he is still making a way for each of us. Bless the name of the Lord this morning. Amen. Let's pray. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humbly. Lord God, thanking you, Lord, that you are the God of the universe. Thank you, Lord, for the knowledge that you are the true and the living God. And there is no other. There's no other way, amen, into your glorious presence except by the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you glory for your great salvation, for your power that is moving right now. We give you glory, oh God, that you are coming against, you're doing battle against every ancient evil that has come against our purpose and our destiny. Father, we thank you today because you are moving. You are maneuvering things all around us in the atmosphere. We thank you, Lord God, because you are setting things in order. You are positioning and repositioning, aligning and realigning. You're removing people from our lives and things from our lives and adding people to our lives and things to our lives. And we give you glory today. Bless, Lord God, as we go forward in your word. Lord, give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Then we're reading from Acts 25 and 26 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Now, when Festus had come to the province, after 3 days, he went up to Caesarea to Jerusalem. Then the high priest and the chief men of the Jews informed him against Paul. And they petitioned him, asking favor against him, that he would summon him to Jerusalem while they lay in ambush along the road to kill him. But Festus answered that Paul should be kept in Caesarea and that he himself was going there shortly. Therefore, he said, let those who have authority among you go down with me and accuse this man to see if there is any fault in him. And when he had remained among them more than 10 days, he went down to Caesarea. And the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, he commanded Paul to be brought. When he had come, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood about and laid many serious complaints against Paul, which they could not prove, while he answered for himself, neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against Caesar have I offended in anything at all. But Festus, wanting to do the Jews a favor, answered Paul and said, are you willing to go up to Jerusalem and there be judged concerning these things? So Paul said, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat, where I ought to be judged. To the Jews I have done no wrong, as you very well know. For if I am an offender or have committed anything deserving of death, I do not object to dying. But if there is nothing in these things of which these men accuse me, no one can deliver me to them. I appeal to Caesar. Then Festus, when he had conferred with the council, answered, you have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar you shall go. And after some days, King Agrippa and Bernice came to Caesarea to greet Festus. When they had been there many days, Festus laid Paul's case before the king, saying, there is a certain man left a prisoner by Felix, about whom the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me when I was in Jerusalem, asking for a judgment against him. To them I answered, it is not the custom of the Romans to deliver any man to destruction before the accused meets the accuser face to face and has opportunity to answer for himself concerning the charge against him. Therefore they had come together without any delay. The next day I sat on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought in. When the accuser stood up, they brought no accusation against him of such things as I supposed, but had some questions against him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who had died, whom Paul affirmed to be alive. And because I was uncertain of such questions, whether he was willing to go to Jerusalem and there to be judged concerning these matters. But when Paul appealed to be reserved for the decision of Augustus, I commanded him to be kept till I could send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said to Festus, I also would like to hear the man myself. Tomorrow, he said, you shall hear him. So the next day, when Agrippa and Bernice had come with great pomp and had entered the auditorium with the commanders and the prominent men of the city, at Festus' command, Paul was brought in. And Festus said, King Agrippa and all the men who are here present with us, you see this man about whom the whole assembly of the Jews petitioned me, both at Jerusalem and here, crying out that he was not fit to live any longer. But when I found that he had committed nothing deserving of death and that he himself had appealed to Augustus, I decided to send him. I have nothing certain to write to you, my Lord, concerning him. Therefore, I have brought him out before you, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after the examination has taken place, I may have something to write. For it seems to me unreasonable to send a prisoner and not to specify the charges against him. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you are permitted to speak for yourself. So Paul stretched out his hand and answered for himself, I thank my King Agrippa, because today I shall answer for myself before you concerning all the things which I am accused by the Jews, especially because you are an expert in all customs and questions which have to do with the Jews. Therefore, I beg you to hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was spent from the beginning among my own nation at Jerusalem, all the Jews know. They knew me from the first. If they were willing to testify that according to the strictest sect of our religion, I lived as a Pharisee. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers. To this promise, our 12 tribes, earnestly serving God night and day, hope to attain. For this hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused by the Jews. Why should it be thought incredible by you that God raises the dead? Indeed, I myself thought I must do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. This I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them, and I punished them often in every synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly enraged against them, I persecuted them even to foreign cities. While thus occupied, as I journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest at midday, O king, along the road I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining round about me and those who journeyed with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Is it hard for you to kick against the goads? So I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister I have yet to reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from Gentiles, to whom I will deliver you. From the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you to open their eyes in order to turn them from the darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, and that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout all the region of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent turn to God and do works befitting repentance. For these reasons, the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me. Therefore, having obtained help from God, to this day I stand witnessing to great, to small and great, saying no other things than those which the prophets and Moses said would come, that the Christ would suffer, that he would be the first to rise from the dead and would proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. Now, as he thus made his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, you are beside yourself. Much learning is driving you mad. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak the words of truth and reason. For the king before whom I also freely speak knows these things, for I am convinced that none of these things escapes his attention, since this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me today might become both almost and altogether such as I am, except for these chains. And when he had said these things, the king stood up, as well as the governor and Bernice, and those who sat with them. And when they had gone aside, they talked among themselves, saying, This man is doing nothing deserving of death or chains. Then Agrippa said to Festus, this man might have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar. I have read and you have heard from Acts chapter 25 through 26. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I pray, amen, that you be even better than King Agrippa was when Paul was giving him the word of God. Amen. And he almost was persuaded to become a Christian. If you are not a follower of Christ on today, I pray that you would become altogether, even as Paul was, except with those chains. Glory to God, that you would say yes to Jesus, because he is the only hope of salvation for any of us in the earth. He is the only way to God. He is the only way of peace, the only way of truth, the only way of hope. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. If you don't do it now, you will do it when it's everlasting too late. Amen. Why not do it now when the benefits of godliness are so vast? Amen. Do it now while the Lord is preparing the place for each and every one of us. And he has set aside things that we can't even imagine, amen, in our minds. Do it now, amen, while it is day. The Lord is waiting for us to move, amen. And I am asking God to move on your behalf even today and change your mind, change your circumstances, change the atmosphere all around you so that you can give him that big yes. Amen. He said, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Call on Jesus. He answers prayer, and he will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. He will come, and he will make his abode with you, and you will experience the same thing that the apostles did when they stood in the upper room. Amen. 120 of them waiting as Jesus had commanded them to be endued with power from on high, and they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Amen. And that was the sign, amen, that the Spirit of God was in them now to lead them and to guide them, to show them how to be witnesses. Amen. And he came with gifts, amen, with the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. Gifts, amen, that will take us directly into eternity and bless the souls of all those we minister to while we're here. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.